We're in the middle of Piska Kaf of Enaya. And we saw last time Rav Kook deals with the Gemara that a person should always treat his sons equally because of what Yaakov showed favoritism to Yosef. Am Yisrael went down and to Galut, to Egypt. And Rav Kook deals with the question, how could Yaakov make such a mistake, and how could the brothers make such a mistake? How do we get to such a hatred that you don't find among normal people for their brothers? And also a misunderstanding that you don't find among normal fathers. Everyone knows you have to treat the children the same. How could Yaakov make that mistake? So Rav Kook, what we saw last time, just a quick review, it talks about the Kochot HaNefesh, the powers, the drives that we have, our natural drives, natural reactions, and on the other hand, the intellect, where the intellect is supposed to be the king. We're supposed to make our decisions not by gut emotions, but with our head. But oy vavoy if the one interferes in the other's turf. Whereas there's a time for godly, natural emotions. And that was Yaakov Avinu's problem. Where your gut emotion is to love all of your children. Yaakov thought his seichel brought him to think that Yosef, who had certain character traits that maybe would bring him to be the leader of the Shvatim, of Am Yisrael. So that's what got Yaakov to overcome his natural feelings in order to show favoritism to Yosef. The brothers had the opposite problem. The brothers had a very strong, were overcome by the regish, by the emotion that overcame their seichel. And what we're going to see now is the time and the place for each of the two. Okay? Ha'umah Yisraelit. You see where there's a small footnote too? The line above that. Ha'umah Yisraelit. Shenit'nat'a yotzer kol liot or olam. Can HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted Am Yisrael? Kimei ha'etz yimei ami. Am Yisrael is like a plant, like a tree. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted us, created us to be the light, the eternal light of the nations, forever. Amzu yatzarti li. Okay, in the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, I created this nation for my purpose. And we spoke about this last year, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He chose Am Yisrael, it's not like we choose between chocolate and vanilla, two things which are existing already. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Am Yisrael, or creates dogs or cats or anyone, with the kelim, with the kishronot, the tools that they need to carry out their role. So therefore, Huchna b'kolchot adirim, Am Yisrael was created with extraordinary powers, extraordinary talents. Kefi godol ha'nefesh v'te'udada, ken tzrichim liot kolchotea. The more important a role is, the more important your destiny is, the more you need extraordinary talents and kelim to carry it out. Now that doesn't necessarily mean for good, because all kochot, all kelim, can be used for good or for bad. It's very clear where Rav Kook is going. In other words, the brothers got to a stage where they did something which normal brothers don't do, davka because they're born with super talents. They're, I think we once mentioned Alan Dershowitz quotes a famous Jewish comedian, I forgot who said that the Jews are like anybody else, just more so. There's everyone, all people are the same, but Jews are a little more extreme in everything that they do. To the left, to the right, argumentative, intelligence. Rav Kook writes this in something that we saw last year in the Ma'amar HaChinuch. I'll just see it again because it's mamash this context. Where Rav Kook talks about Chanuch Lenar al Pi Darko. This is from Amir Riyah, page 229. where we said that just as the individual needs to be, every individual child needs to be educated according to their specific subjective needs and personality and traits, so too on a national level. There is a certain, you can't just translate an educational system from French to English. The French are different than the English. And everyone has different kochot and different histories and climates and everything. Okay? Now this is true regarding all nations. Goes on Rav Kook and he says, Kal v'chomer, how much more so regarding Am Yisrael, that Am Yisrael is different, is more different than any other nation. B'Yisrael shinenu nivdalim harbe mikol ha'amim, mibayit u'michutz. Also, physically, in other words, the nefesh, whether you look at the character traits or IQ or sgula, which is the neshama, whether the nefesh or the neshama, b'malot shonot u'tchunot nifradot, with different talents and different skills, different character traits, ve'im ze gam ken bechulshot shonot velikuyim miyuchadim. Am Yisrael has shortcomings and problems that you will not find in any other nation. Right?
Self-hatred.
Yeah, there are a lot of things.
A lot of Western countries, though.
They got it from the Jews. Yeah, you know, the liberal...
Sure, sure, much better than that.
Again, we're like everyone, just more so. Right. Shetzrichim haganot miyuchadot. That's exactly what you're saying. When somebody has very strong or extreme anything, he needs defense mechanisms to make sure that they're going to be directed in the right way. And that's the idea of Am Sheyorif, that Am Yisrael is very stubborn. And Yisrael azin sheba umot, Am Yisrael is more chutzpedik and more argumentative and more, again, like Chazal say, ki kochvei ha-shamayim, v'kachol asher al sfat hayam. When Jews are good, they're better than anyone. When they're bad, they're worse than anyone. Okay, they will do things which are worse off than, because you take that same talent and use them the wrong way. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. Rav Kook in his Igrot discusses how this is what enables free will, right? Because if you don't have, some people have to choose between good and bad, others have to choose between super good and super bad. Okay, but it's the same idea. But everyone has different roles. Okay, getting back to Enaya. So Am Yisrael was created with special kelim, kochot adirim, with unbelievable strengths. Kefi godel ha-nefesh etu'udato, for the great historic and eternal and moral and religious role that we have. So we need kochot, which fill that need. Gama kochot ha-kashim shebanefesh. Also, even the kochot, which are usually negative, the strong, destructive, very often the kochot of kin'ah, jealousy, is very often destructive. Probably usually it's destructive. Ka'as, anger. Like the Rambam writes in Hilchot Deot, it's one of the two midot that you have to go to an extreme because it's usually destructive. Umikol sheken gvura v'ga'ava, the same thing strength, the same thing pride. Again, ga'ava is also pride and also arrogance. Okay? Heim huchnu lifol. By the way, I don't know if you thought about what one of you said before, the idea always blaming yourself, you know, and that the Jewish people have this thing that everything is our fault. You really need that in order to offset talent. Talent inevitably is very often going to bring a person to arrogance. And if the Jewish people didn't have this, if there wasn't so much anti-Semitism and paranoia, which also brings us to paranoia, that, you know, there must be something wrong with us, we would really be arrogant. By the way, it's unbelievable. Every time you talk to a Jewish audience about how great the Jewish people are, and having Nobel Prizes and this, and 54% of the chess masters in the world are Jewish, that like blew me away when I saw that. Or most of the Pulitzer Prizes, the majority of the Pulitzer Prizes for nonfiction were won by Jews. Right? any other audience, that would bring them to arrogance. Jews always say, "What are you talking about? That's gizani, right? That's a that's racist. That's you can't that can't be true." And everybody knows it except the Jews, which is good. Him huchnu lif'ol gedulot benefesh gedula. These ideas, these character traits, the Jews are especially jealous. And that's what we're talking about. That's the tchuna, the trait, that the brothers had an exaggerated form of jealousy, of anger, of gvura, Shimon and Levi, of ga'ava, right? Also, apparently, that they wanted to put Yosef down to pick themselves up. All of these are necessary in order to do good. And this is something very interesting. Where Rav Kook is the first Mechaber that I'm familiar with, that together with all of his Sfarim on Midot, he always makes a point to show the positive place and the time, even for the most problematic Midot. And he does it in Midot HaRe'iyah, and here he's doing it as well. What is the time and place for Ga'ava and Kin'ah and Ka'as? Omnam, lefi midat gedulat ha'kochot ha'nafshiim, tzricha marut ha'seichel, liyot od odefet u'gdula aleihem. The more strong or extreme your character traits are, the more you need seichel. The more God had to create the Jews with special intellect in order leman yatzor koach lanhiga kochot hachazakim kol echad omechono, in order to make sure that each of the character traits doesn't get out of bounds, doesn't get extreme. By the way, if you look at Josephus, he writes that the Romans were awed by the Gevura of the Jewish army. Said the Jews out of nowhere would come, you know, bravery. Yeah, bravery. And which is something difficult for us, and Rav Kook is going to say, we've been used to 2,000 years of Galut, which is, as Rav Kook is going to say soon, is part of the educational process in order to help us, not tone down, but to help us direct our Gevura, our bravery in the proper way. And the same thing with kina, right? Kina for Am Yisrael is something which is very good. But again, if you overdo it, it's something which is very dangerous. Okay, well, we'll get there. And he's saying that that was part of the galut to get us into that inferiority complex, to offset any possible arrogance that we could have. V'nei lefi midat ha'achana ha'sichlit she'uchna b'uma Yisraelit be'etzem nafshotehem. Right, regarding that extraordinary intelligence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to bless Am Yisrael with, lulei hakochot hachazakim v'hakashim shesam hayotzer Baruch Hu b'tivam, and were it not for that super strong, those super strong tchunot, character traits that Am Yisrael has, again, everything in Am Yisrael is super. Super strong, super this, super good, super bad, super intelligent, super dangerous. Hayu mitmotetim v'chalim. If we didn't have the right balance, we would just collapse. Mitigrat yad ha'seichel ha'machnia u'machlish et ha'kochot ha'tivim b'rov uzo. We need these super strong character traits in order to offset that super strong intellect. In order to keep the balance that we're talking about. Al ken lumat koach ha-seichel ha-adir, shaya tzarich be'echreach lintoa benefesh umazo, shaita mukhenet la'askil et ha-yesod ha-sichli ha-tahor shel achdut ha-shem yitbarach, v'advarim ha-tzachim ha-nitlim b'yesod ha-nizgav hazeh. Together, obviously, the idea of the extraordinary intelligence is not just for what we're talking about. You need extraordinary intelligence in order to be the first nation to understand monotheism, first nation to understand morality, to understand the depth in order to give it over to others. Right? A teacher always has to... Anybody ever give a shiur in Gemara, Be'iyun?
Give one?
Yeah. When you prepare a shiur in Gemara, Be'iyun, I once timed myself. I spent an average of 14 hours preparing every shiur that I had to give in Gemara B'Iyun. Because you always have to be one step ahead of the students. You have to think of every question that they're going to ask. and your answer, and then the next question, and then and all the building blocks. You have to make sure that everything and so that's why you, Am Yisrael needs that special maturity, intellectual maturity, intellectual capability for all of the new concepts that we have to bring to mankind in order to give it over to them on their level, on everyone in their level, in every generation according to their level. You really have to be on the ball intellectually.
Did Rav Kook just say that it works both ways around? That not only do you need the intellect to restrain the midot, but you need the strong midot to restrain your super intellect?
It's not so much to restrain, because the intellect is restrain, the one who...
To direct it.
Yeah. In other words, if you have it, too much concentrated intellect would burn itself out unless you had really strong kohot for which to implement that intellect.
Is it... Oh, okay. I was thinking it might be...
It's not far off from what you're saying. In other words, the answer is yeah. That's right. What he's saying.
It's like
you see
the pure intellectuals who go way off the sort of lose touch with the reality and propose like nice utopian ideas which don't work in the real world. You need some midot who are entrenched in the physical world as well.
No, definitely.
Bring them back to reality.
Without a doubt, that's definitely what a part of what Rav Kook is saying. Huh? Again, Rav Kook is zigzagging between you need super intellect and super kochot. And you need super intellect to keep those kochot, and you need super kochot in order to... It's very clear what Rav Kook is doing here. Yisrael azin shebam him. Right? This is the Gemara that we mentioned before from Masechet Beitza, that Am Yisrael is the most chatzuf, the most az is like... is like a kelev is az shebachayot. It's chutzpahdik. Jews have a lot of chutzpah. And the Maharal there on that Gemara in Beitza explains why. And there is that idealism and chutzpah very often go together. And idealism is the positive aspect of that trait. Chutzpah is the negative aspect of that trait. Okay? And that's why as we approach Geula, that's the Mishnah Masechet Sota that we learned last year in Ma'amar Ador, ha-chutzpah yizgeh. There's going to be so much chutzpah in the world because that is part of the tikkun olam that Am Yisrael always wants to perfect the world more and more. We like revolutions, whether they be good, you know, Karl Marx. There are some positive aspects of that, revolutions, right? Or the Jerry Rubins or Abby Hoffmans or the hippie movement in the 60s. Again, they were also Jewish and they also were revolutions. Or Betty Friedan and Gloria Steinem, who were both Jewish, and the feminist movement. And all of the leaders of all these revolutionary movements, they're all Jews, and they always take it a little to the extreme because they don't have Torah and mitzvot. If you don't have Torah and mitzvot, that's what inevitably what's going to happen. I was just saying that we got to be careful. We have to be very careful and keep that harmony between the intellect and the kochot. Omnam lahim nitna Torah. And that's where the Torah comes in. The Torah is to help us get the balance between the intellect and how to conduct the kochot, that they should only be positive. Barati yetzer hara, barati lo Torah tavlin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not make mistakes. And when Chazal talk about the Yetzer Hara, we learned about this last year, they're not talking about something bad. They're talking about a strong koach. As Chazal say, Vayar Elohim et Koasher Asa Vinei Tov Ma'od, that God saw the world He created. Tov is the Yetzer HaTov. Tov Ma'od, super good, is the Yetzer Hara. In other words, you need the Torah as a tavlin to direct the Yitzharim to get the most out of these kochot chayim. That's really what Rav Kook, and later on he uses that term. What we're talking about is life. Am Yisrael is very alive. And the more pilpel, the more spice, the more life that you have, the more mitzvot you need. That's why goyim do not need so many mitzvot. But if Am Yisrael has the power of speech, Rav Kook writes in Orot HaTorah, the power of speech to become mamash shutafim, mamash partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yitzirat Torah Sheba'al Peh, v'chaye olam nata b'tochenu, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Torah. Anybody here who sits down and writes Chidushei Torah is also a partner with God. We're co-authoring the Torah. That's a big achrayut. And that's why if we misuse our speech for Lashon Hara, only a Jew who talks Lashon Hara causes tzaraat, leprosy. In other words, it's either super good or super bad. Jews cannot be normal. That's an important thing. A lot of times people try and get, why can't we just be a normal nation? The answer is, no, we can't.
It's not a tough kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Having a little bit of trouble putting together two concepts here. On one hand, we're saying that the strengths that Jews have within them allow them to either go super good or super bad. And what I have as an example, I think that Rav Kook is leaping off from here is Joseph's brothers,
right,
who did something worse than normal brothers would do in a similar situation,
mm-hmm,
by taking those strengths and going even farther than a normal person would go.
Right.
Now, balancing that with what we learn about either David HaMelech's sin, with Bathsheba and Uriah, or Moshe Rabbeinu's sin with the rock and the stick, where it seems we're told the very opposite, that these were such great people that, you know, they were punished for something just that for us wouldn't be on the cheshbon. It's so small.
They're two different approaches, Nachon. What you're saying is one approach, and what you said before is the second approach, and both of them elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. As Chazal say in Masechet Sukkah, Fig Nun Bet, Kol Hagadol Michavero Yitzro Gadol Michavero. Right, the greater a person is, the greater his yitzarim are.
Now, when you say different approaches, does that mean that there's a view that says the Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu sin was worse than a normal person's, or David HaMelech's sin was worse than a normal person, that he did even worse than I would have done?
That's what Chazal are saying in Masechet Sukkah. They don't point the finger at Moshe Rabbeinu and say that about him, but as we saw last time, Rav Kook is saying that anything which is written in the Tanakh, when we look at the shortcomings of or chataim of heroes in the Tanakh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that to be written. Whereas we're not sure how much free will they had. And that's what Rav Kook is definitely saying
that
about the brothers.
Worse than we would have done.
Correct.
Not just his brothers, Moshe and David.
I, in general, I don't like to give examples that Rav Kook doesn't give, especially, you know, when talking about Gedolei HaUmah, but you're right, that is the direction. You know, that is the direction, and the Gemara in Sukkah goes in that direction. And there's a good example, Ve'elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim. Both are true. In other words, you have to be very, very careful, Chas V'Shalom, not to dishonor the Gedolei HaUmah. But like we said last week, just like we have to learn from what they did, we also have to learn from what they did wrong and not do it. And that's very clearly what Chazal are saying about Yaakov. Yeah, he was wrong for what he did. Our topic is, how did he make a mistake that a normal father doesn't? Well, that's exactly our topic. Okay, but both approaches are right. Both approaches are found in Chazal. And you're right, at first glance, they do contradict. But like a lot of things, like everything that Rav Kook says in the world, there's truth in both, and you have to just harmonize both.
But in other words, it actually is a contradiction. It's an elu ve'elu contradiction, meaning it's a complete contradiction, and it's just a matter of different approaches. It's not that there's an actual putting them together.
I didn't know. It's an elu ve'elu, but I don't like the word contradiction.
As far as I understand, elu ve'elu means that two views are actually opposed to each other, but there is truth in both of them, and you know both arrive at a valid conclusion.
But we always talk about harmony, and is that the two lichora, at first glance, opposing or contradicting. There can't be any contradictions in the world because there's one creator and he harmonizes everything, and our goal is to harmonize. That's the problem that I have with the word contradicting.
But nevertheless, the concept of Elu Ve'elu is right, differently from the concept of Adem Machloket in Gemara, for example. There's a Machloket, which has its own ways of dealing with resolution.
Yeah.
And there's one that comes out with Elu Ve'elu, which is a different. I mean, these are two different concepts, right? There's a machloket that arrives at what we would say is a satisfying resolution.
Yeah.
And there's a machloket that arrives at Elu Ve'elu, which means there isn't a satisfying.
No. If you take it to a higher level, you'll always find a satisfying harmonic solution.
Sure, well, that's the point of Elu Ve'elu.
But why is Elu Ve'elu only found like two or three times in the Gemara? I mean, it comes to say this is a different kind of case from other cases.
Because it's always in the background.
To get the resolution.
Say that, but it's different. It's
always playing in the background. It's always playing in the background. In every machloket, there's always Elu Ve'elu.
Right, if there wasn't a common denominator, it wouldn't be Elu Ve'elu Divrei Chaim Tovim.
Elokim Chaim.
They would have to be one is right and one is wrong.
But the other machlokes, the other machlokes that are not Elu Ve'elu, in the end, either one is proven to be wrong and one right, or they're proven to be talking about different cases, or some other solution, resolution.
No, I understand
which shows that there really was no actual machlokes to begin with.
Rav Kook looks at all machlokot that way. Everything is Elu Ve'elu. And if you look on a high enough level, you find that how they live together. And we spoke about this last year. As Nachon, sometimes you have to know, can I eat the chicken or can I not eat the chicken? Is it kosher or is it treif? But that doesn't mean that there isn't this side and that side. Okay? Anyway, basically, you are right, but I just want to say that there is the idea of contradicting the way you're presenting, and there's not Rav Kook doesn't see anything that way. Especially the drive of jealousy. Yesh lo makom litgaber b'uma kedusha va'adira. The idea of jealousy of others. The idea of sticking up for your role, of sticking up for your government, of sticking up for your God. These are necessary traits that the God's chosen people needs. In order to run our lives in the best possible way and to be that leader for mankind, we need the midah of kin'ah. Jealousy is something very good on a national level, right? And this is something, also a concept that ga'ava, right? Ga'ava is very similar to kin'ah, right? It's certain arrogance. Is arrogance good on a national level? Only on a national level. On an individual level, arrogance is bad. But if you're not arrogant to put other people down, but proud on a national level, that's something which is very positive. Now, I want to skip down because I want to finish the piska tonight. Let's jump down to the next piska. Omnam. Am Hashem Eile, hitnasu lemidazo, shem kichochve ashamayim shelekulam b'shem yikra. Kol mekayim nefesh achat miyisrael kilu kiyam olam malei. V'chayav adam lomar b'shvili nivra ha'olam. Rav Kook brings all of these quotes from Chazal that show that even on the individual level, there is room for pride. Right? Hem huchnu, again, you'll understand the individual quotes, right? That if Am Yisrael is likened to stars, every single star is bright. Right? And every star has its name. And whoever saves even one Jewish life, it's as if he saved your entire world. Now we're talking about the greatness of the individual Jew. V'chayav adam lomar, and every person has to say that the world was created for me. Heim huchnu, this is what we spoke about last time, that Yisrael is the abbreviation Yesh Shishim Ribo Otiot LaTorah. Okay, Yisrael. That every Jew has his letter in the Torah. That the Sefer Torah, which is lacking even one letter, is pasul. Okay? And therefore, every Jew has to stick up not only for his nation, but also for himself and for his shevet. Okay? Hem huchnu bekochot ruchaniyim nizgavim ke'ele. Our forefathers, the Shivteya, who are the microcosm, the 12 tribes are the microcosm of Am Yisrael for generations, they needed to be created with such powers, sheyesh bekocham lesader sidrei chayim kedoshim gam bechayei aprat, in order to make sure that their lives are holy, also on the individual level. Ad shechayei aprat mitzad atzmam yesh lem tachlit nichbeda v'nizgama. Every individual Jew also has a lofty role, right? As we spoke about, there's Elokei Avraham, who's a little different from Elokei Yitzchak, who's a little different from Elokei Yaakov, based on Avraham's Tzelem Elokim, as opposed to Yitzchak's Chelek Elokam Imal. And every Jew has their special spark of God, which you can't damper down, you can't water it down. A spark of God is something very, very strong, and it needs to be expressed. And if somebody wants to overshadow you, i.e. Joseph, it's a natural and maybe even a healthy reaction to fight back. And don't let him overshadow you, right? My letter is just as important as your letter. Again, that's the problem, because we already smell arrogance here, okay? And that's exactly the balance that we're worried about, okay? Self-value, yes. Self-importance, yes. Self-confidence, yes. Arrogance, no. Right.
Omnam, al gabeyam ole tudad haklal, shehi berov yitron v'yeter seit, be'en aroch mituda chayei aprat.
Nevertheless, with all the due importance to each and every individual Jew and his role and his contribution and his spark of God, his letter in the Torah, the national role is that much more important. It's always going to be that much more important. That's what's called Knesset Yisrael.
Aval mitoch she'tu'udat haprat yesh la ma'aracha shlema v'nitzchit.
On the other hand, again, Rav Kook, on the other hand, that each, every individual has a specific important mission which needs to be completed. You can't let anybody overshadow you. You can't let anybody stunt you. V'nitzchit, it's an eternal mission. This is part, without getting into Kabbalah, the idea of Gilgul Neshamot. If you didn't fulfill your role in this world, you got to come back again. And again, until you fulfill your tikkun.
Alken, midata kina, shemikora behitgadruta prat.
Therefore, the character trait of jealousy, or I think a better translation is zealousy, is to stick up for your importance and what has to be done and what's right, especially in shemikora behitgadruta prat. Where is the role of jealousy? Where does that come from? It comes from the individuals. Every individual, God had to give us a drive for survival, to make sure that we eat, that we drink, even as little infants, that we have this instinct to, hey, my brother got more than I did. Right? That's a natural thing that all children have. Where does this come from? Tacharut. How do you say tacharut?
Competition
is something which is very necessary to bring out a person's kochot. Now, Rav Kook in Orot HaKodesh, in another place, talks about that in Yemot HaMashiach, in the ideal world, we will all be able to squeeze and achieve our potential, to squeeze out every ounce of potential without having to pass the other guy. On the other hand, we're not there yet, okay? And that's why anybody who follows sports knows that all of the records are always broken in competitions, not against the clock. When you're practicing and you're just racing against the clock, you don't really achieve your potential. But if you take the five fastest human beings alive and put them next to each other, and each one tries to pass the other, that's where you reach your potential. Okay, and that's the positive aspect of jealousy on the individual basis. Okay?
Tzricha limtso makom la b'Yisrael b'yoter.
And therefore, if the Jewish people and Jewish individuals, you got all these Einsteins and Freuds and Rav Kooks and Rambams and they got all these superpowers, we don't want them to put themselves down. We want them to achieve their potential. And that's why the Jewish people need to have this trace of jealousy, which again, if our forefathers are the microcosm of us, that's why the brothers had an overdose. Okay.
Al ken amru chazal al yetzer hara ki gdil la'asot sheminiach umot olam umitgarev Yisrael. Right? Chazal bring down the Gemara Masechet Sukkah. It's on the same daf of the Gemara that I mentioned before about the yetzer hara, that the yetzer hara leaves the goyim and concentrates on Am Yisrael. Right? This is his real project. Again, for good or for bad. V'inei kachi midato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu bibruav. This is the way that God created the world. Hu noten et kol hakochot b'shefa. I'm just looking at the clock. Do you want to stop here and spend another shiur on this? Or give me another 10-15 minutes? And
whichever you prefer.
Yeah, either way.
I'd like to finish it as rather than get into it again and start a new topic next time. Okay. Vinei kachi midato shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu bibruav. This is the way that Hashem works with His creations. Hu noten et kol hakochot b'shefa rav lefi erech koach hamekabel. God gives an abundance of kochot. I don't want to use the word powers. That sounds like mystical drives, talents. Okay. According to the ability and the role of the person, of the creature. Kol ha-kochot ha-tovim ve-ha-ra'im. All of the positive and the negative. Again, what is a negative trait? A negative trait is something which often can be used for negative. Or if you overdo it, it's negative. And here Rav Kook says right away, parenthetically, the negative traits, shem gam ken tovim kesh yituknu v'yu l'shimush hanachon v'amoil. Right? God gives super good and super problematic traits, and those problematic traits are also meant to be used for super good. Ve'en ze mimidat anaga ha-elohit likamitz b'kochot ha-ra'im ulema'it dmutam. This is an interesting concept. The next stage. God is not cheap when it comes to bad character traits to minimize them. Regarding heroes, regarding people who need to do great tikkunim. Kidei shelo yetzorech litgaber aleihem v'lasok b'maracha shel tikkun mitzadam. God is not cheap regarding them. Adrab, he gives an abundance so that these people who have the stronger kochot will always be constantly perfecting themselves. Shekefim miyuta kochot v'chalishutam ken mitma'etet matnata chayim v'atov ha-ganuz bahem u'muchan le'asot al yadam. If you lower the powers of life, the kochot ha-chayim, I think I gave the example once before of I was once when I was a madrich in Bnei Akiva, we arranged a volunteers with a group of special children with Down syndrome, and the social worker was in charge. First we met, she explained to everyone what is Down syndrome, and I'll never forget what she said. She said, don't feel sorry for these kids. They call them kids. Some of them are 30 years old. But don't feel sorry for them. They are a lot happier than most people. They're happy. They're happy-go-lucky. They don't understand what happened last week in Gaza. They don't understand what a nuclear war is in Iran. They don't understand that there's poverty in the world. They don't understand what it is. Basically, the way it works is that somebody who is of limited capabilities, he's not going to become a gadol ador, he's not going to win a Nobel Prize, but he's also not going to be
manic depressive.
On the other hand, it's very common that those people who are super talented also get into super depression.
Right.
Right? And it's you look at musicians and yeah. In other words, either you're here or you're here. And according to the thrill of victory is the agony of defeat. And somebody who can't win so much isn't going to lose too much either. It's a question, it's like in gambling, right? There are those that say a similar idea about women. I think the Maharsha brings it down in Masechet Menachot regarding mitzvot aseh azman grama, about the bracha of shelo asani isha, that women on the whole are more spiritual than men, and if they sin, they sin less than men. Okay? On the other hand, they don't have the mitzvah of limud Torah that can turn them into gedolei hador or into rishaim, total rishaim. Right? When you see a mass murder or you hear about a mass murder on the radio, you always know it's talking about a man. Right? Also, and without getting into the question of nurture and nature and feminism, etc., people have been talking already. Feminism has been around, and equal opportunity has been around for 50 years already, and you just don't have those super genius women as much as you have men. I once saw somebody who wrote about it. And again, today is very difficult. People are scared to write about it because it's not politically correct. Somebody...
The president of Harvard got fired over it.
Sorry?
The president of Harvard got fired over some musings.
Oh, yeah? I saw one guy who wrote in the physical... When you say something on a physical... plane, it's a lot more acceptable. He said, but he was talking, the context was, you know, super intelligence or Nobel Prizes or things like that. He said that if you see somebody 6'8" and up, it's always going to be a man. The context was, you know, if you're looking for a super genius, the odds are that it's going to be a man. By the way, in chess, you know, I never understood why you need chess competitions for men and women separately. You know, it's not physical, it's not... Anyway, it's just an example, and I don't want somebody who's a feminist to get hooked up on the example. But the idea is that, again, the Down syndrome example. Somebody who has free will, the larger your field of free will, the more room there is for super stars or to be lower than Kachol Asher El Sfat Hayam. And that's Am Yisrael. Okay? It's not saying that Jews are better than others. Adarabah. We're just more. Either better or much worse. But we're just more than... Alken, Bisrael notzul chatchila kochot berov oz, kochot asechel vachana l'torah elokit. Right, we need that special, not just strength. And now we're going back to talk about the intellect, a godly intellect that can understand prophecy, that can understand Torah. שכל כך התגברו באבותינו הקדושים עד שביעקב אבינו שממנו הושתה האומה לפרטי שבטיה התגברה הנטייה השכלית עד כדי להניע את הרגש הטבעי משלטונו. Again, like we saw last week, that Yaakov Avinu needed that, he had such an overabundance of seichel, of intellect, that he, like we spoke about last week, somebody like that can lose contact with the regular world, with regular understandings. All right. Ve'avat haTorah v'yitron haRuchani hitgabru me'al avat ha'av shaitabo, gam ken b'chol milua v'tova. Obviously, Yaakov Avinu had the natural love that every father loves every child equally. He had that even more than everybody. Because everything by Yaakov is going to be more. Ad sheshina bno bein abanim. But his intellect, because he saw the kochot in Yosef even more than his brothers, his intellect brought him to overcome his emotion, his natural emotion. Lumat ze, omnam itpatchal yedei ze midat hakina, as opposed to this, regarding his sons, regarding the brothers of Yosef, the kina, the jealousy, developed b'shorashim shemehem yistafu shivtei oma shira'ahi mitzad atzma.
Hooray, the brothers of Yosef are also microcosms of Am Yisrael, and their jealousy is also a microcosm of Am Yisrael.
Umnam yesh ba tevua tova gamkin lotzia lapoel lekoach yitarona prati ulichakek benefesh amok maod sheyesh tachlim izgava gamkin lechayei prat.
Again, the jealousy to stick up for yourself and for your talents.
Al ken ra'ui lidog shiyu b'miluam v'tuvam b'romutam u'kdushatam kefi ha'erech ha'metzuyar b'seichel she'agun hu l'chaye ha'klal. Omnam, hamidot ha'kashot lo yuchlu liyot chesrot me'uma gadlut seichel. Uma, a nation. Gdulat seichel v'rabat po'alim.
Right? The difficult character traits obviously cannot be lacking or missing from a nation which is blessed with extraordinary intelligence, v'rabat pa'alim, and extraordinary actions for extraordinary roles.
Aval tzrichot liyot mezukakot ad shiyuchlu liyot nichnaot lasechel umonagot al yado az tavona letu'udatan.
Alken, hayat tzarich galut Mitzrayim. A new point. Why, Chazal say, all of this caused us to go down to slavery in Egypt? What's the connection? In other words, why is this... Remember, Rav Kook mentions many times that God doesn't just punish, but His punishment is always a natural tikkun, a natural outcome to correct the problem. It's always an educational, correctional punishment. Because everything by God is positive, right? There's nothing negative. It never says, you know, just go to your corner, you know, and, you know, write 500 times or whatever, you know, or give gold stars, which have nothing to do with the topic, right? The outcome is always directly connected with the topic. So, why do we have to go to Galut?
Shaita Kur HaBarzil.
Right? It says in the Tanakh that Mitzrayim is a kura barzel. It is a melting pot to melt down metal. Metal is something very strong. That's the Am Kshei Oref. Yisrael has a very strong neck. And if we got a metal neck, it needs to be melted down.
Mamash letzarif sigim. In order to purify, why do you melt? How do you make gold? Right? How do you make metal? You take the dirt and you melt it down to get to the minerals that you want, to purify the minerals that you want. V'chein mitam ze alenu lizbol od ol galut.
Rav Kook says, this is also the meaning of all future galuyot, all exiles. All right, if Rav Kook is such a nationalist and such a Zionist, he has to explain why exile sometimes is necessary.
L'chalot pesha u'lahatem chatat. In order to eradicate, pesha is something, is a sin that you do purposely. Ulahatim chatat.
From the word tmima, to use chet for perfection. In other words, to use that same yetzer for something positive.
Shekefi erech kochotenu agdolim biyoter, ken tzrichim em lahachna'a vezikuk biyoter.
The more extreme of talent is, the more you need to tame it. And here Rav Kook is saying a pretty big chidush. You know, there are a lot of explanations in Chazal and in the Parshanim why we went down to Egypt. Rav Kook is saying, look at the brothers. They have an overabundance of kina, of arrogance, of the importance of the individual, and hey, you're overshadowing me. Which, again, comes from a good reason, but if you overdo it, we needed to learn humility. And the best way to do that is through slavery.
Lo kitoim, not like the Christians. Shesovrim shemigat migat matam shel Yisraeli lashrish ba'olam rakamusar hayotzei mirakut alev.
Not like the Christians who think that the goal of Israel, and they say that they are now Israel, is to bring softness and morality. And that's the only goal.
שאינו מכיר טעם טוב והנהגה התכליתית, כי אם במידות הרכות כחמלה וחנינה, צדקה וחסד. Right, the Christians like to talk about the importance of mercy and softness and forgiveness and charity and kindness. ומה שתעשה אנושיות במידות הרעות? Hi, what about those midot which are more problematic? What, you say God made a mistake? Or sometimes they say, yeah, well, the devil made that. We don't have a devil. There's only one God, and that God is perfect. And davka those midot, which are super strong, that's going to bring you to the super good. The gvura, the nekama, strength, or bravery. Nekama. How do you say?
Vengeance.
Vengeance. Right? Bekina. Veta'ava. Uchiyotzebo. Also, again, the same Gemara in Masechet Sukkah. Even ta'ava. Right? Teva. Desire. Ne'elmu mimenu. Right? They, as if, don't exist for the Christian world. Right? Lo chen hadavar. That's not true. That's not realistic. Kichol megamatam v'tuudatam shel Yisrael hi lilamed sod achdut Hashem ba'olam. There is one and only, and everything is His. And He created kina, and He created ga'ava, and He created ta'ava, and He created it all. And none of it is a mistake. But adrabah, the stronger something is, the more potential there is there. I remember there was a kid in I went to a yeshiva high school where they were very, very strong and disciplinary. They were very selective. And guys would get kicked out left and right for the smallest infractions. There was one kid who we couldn't understand why he was never kicked out. And, you know, so, you know, as teenagers we thought, well, maybe his father's a millionaire or something. No, he wasn't. So sometimes the Rosh Hashiva used to take the kids, he lived in Muncie, so he took some of the kids every day back and forth. They had a very close relationship with him. One of them dared ask him, why don't you ever kick Plony, this guy, out? You're kicking everyone else out. And this guy does a lot of things worse. And he answered him exactly this. He says, somebody who could be so bad can also be really so good. And he's going to be a super tzaddik. And he was right. I don't want to go into details over the radio, but this guy is a super, super tzaddik and a super giver to Am Yisrael in a very important role. And that's Am Yisrael.
We're
off here. It's not Ramanu. Kichol megamatam utu'udatam shel Yisrael hi lilamed sod achdut Hashem ba'olam. There is one and only God, and everything that He does is good. And there's no contradictions. Again, that's why I stressed it before. The whole idea of contradictions is not a Jewish concept. Lodia shehu oseh shalom uvore ra. That's a pasuk. Hi, God created bad. It's not really bad. It's like Rav Kook calls it in Orot HaKodesh. Ra is tov hamitaveh. It's good that appears slowly. Okay, that's the concept of gamzu l'tova. A child sees it here and now, it looks bad. You step back, you look at a more broad, you see the before, you see the after, everything is good. Hinei anochi barati charash nofeach be'esh pecham u'motzi kli l'ma'aseu v'anochi barati mashchit l'chabel. Here Rav Kook is getting back to the Kura Barzel and gives a beautiful explanation to this pasuk in Yeshayahu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I created the blacksmith. What is a blacksmith? It's dark, and it's dirty, and it's hot, and he melts down to take out the good. Motzi kli l'ma'aseh. He is the one who can create metal, super strong kelim. V'anuchi barati mashchit l'chabel. I am the one who created the mashchit l'chabel. Also, when you see bad in the world, it's not a coincidence. It's also from me. But it's somebody who had those kochot and didn't use the Torah and didn't have the Kura Barzel to purify and to direct those godly kochot. Al ken, hakochot hakashim kulam hem bekoach ha'uma Yisraelit. והחוכמה האלוקית דאגה להתפתחותם גם כן. God, not only did he give us the talents and the shortcomings, which are also talents in hiding, but he also gave us the way to develop them, i.e. slavery in Egypt, galut, humility, afterwards, Torah, Kabbalat o Malchut Shamayim, the Torah Tavlin that we saw before, okay? Which also, you need that discipline. You need to be ready to lekabel o Malchut, it's the same term. It's a type of slavery. Umnam davka ba'avur zeh huchna lanu agalut bichlala v'ribuyam lipratehem. Here Rav Kook is saying, not just the galut to Mitzrayim, also the galut to Bavel and to Persia and Yavan and Rome and Germany and Paris and wherever Jews were and wherever we suffered, it's all part of the educational process. When Jews had extra taxes and Jews had extra suffering and Jews had extra this and extra that, it's all to teach us humility, to counteract the arrogance, to purify us, that we shouldn't overdo it, right? If Jews, if we were all Rothschilds throughout Jewish history, we'd have too much ta'ava. And Davka, we have more ta'ava than most people. By the way, there's an interesting thing with the protocols of the elders of Zion, you know, they always show the Jews as not only conniving, but like super corrupt and, you know, also in regarding more desires than other people. And Rav Kook is saying, yeah, that's true. Kedesh yamidot akashot shen bichlal tivenu ki am kshe oref ata meubadot, so that those kochot will be meubad, will be processed v'reuyot l'shimushan ha'ilyon, to be used for their lofty, proper purpose. Hatov u'machshir et ha'chayim ha'pratiim v'aklaliim, to prepare life. That's one of the key words here. Life. The drives of life. The more a person is alive, the more potential he has, the more godliness he has, the more tikkun olam he can do. V'chavotam hadavar b'chol zot yeh shemegamatam paneinu shemegamat pneinu hiel ha-seichel ha-tor v'or Hashem. Nevertheless, with all of those talents, on the other hand, the seichel has to be the one who calls the plays, right? It's like in football. You have a lot of great athletes, but you need a quarterback, you know, who knows how to call the plays, who knows how to read the defense, who knows the strategy, who knows how much time there is on the clock, who knows how many timeouts he has left, etc., etc. Ela shekol ha'tchuna ha'gdola shel ha'chayim lo titmakmek mipnei ha'or ha'sichli ha'gadol ki im tistagseg v'tafriach. Basically, what Rav Kook is saying, you also needed Yaakov with the super intelligence that overcame his natural emotion, and you also needed the sons with the super emotion and kochot that even overcame their intelligence. Az titanag al Hashem v'yiten lecha mishalot libecha v'achalticha nachalat Yaakov avicha. Here Rav Kook is giving a beautiful explanation of the pasuk in Yeshayahu, that then you will have the pleasure, the godly pleasure, and he will give all that your heart desires. Desires and emotion, heart desires, sometimes we sort of degrade that. You know, we say, oh, the, you know, don't give in to your desire. No. Yeshayahu is telling us the Jewish desires and the strong desires that we have are expressions of the kochot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. V'chalticha nachalat Yaakov Avicha, to be like Yaakov Avicha, to also have the seichel, which will also help you get the best out of your kochot. Shomnam higdil et haseichel al regashot ha-tevi'im. Because again, that's what Yaakov did. Again, it's not a coincidence that Yeshayahu calls this Yaakov. Mineh shesof kol sof kach yamida. Because, in fact, the intellect is supposed to call the shots and is supposed to control the drives, the kochot, the talents. Ele shetachat sheterem shehutkenu achayim lo haya lechol mishalot alev v'amida mipnei koach haseichel sheparatz bahem v'tushiya hetisha kocho shel adam bigamel kochot achayim uvoam legadlutam yiyu im kol miluam vechozkam nehenim iziv or haseichel tor or Hashem. In short, you need both to harmonize each other. Lo ata yevosh Yaakov, velo ata panav yichvaru. Ki bir oto yiladav maasei yadai bekirbo yakdishu shmi. Vigdishu et kedosh Yaakov, vet elokei Yisrael yaaritzu. Here, again, Rav Kook is giving a unique commentary, which we don't have time to go into, on a pasuk in Yeshayahu, but is explaining that when will Yaakov not be embarrassed? Inferring that sometimes Yaakov is embarrassed. Sometimes it's embarrassing to be Jewish. That we have Jews who are super bad. In the future, we won't be embarrassed. V'lo ata panav yichvaru. We will not be have pale from embarrassment. Ki bir'oto yiladav ma'asei yadai. When Yaakov sees his sons, i.e., the proper relationship between the intelligence and the drives, the kochot, the talents, bekirbo yakdishu shmi. This is what's going to bring a kiddush Hashem. Kiddusha, as opposed to tahara. We discussed this in the past. Kiddusha is to take the physical world and to reveal the godliness in the physical world, as opposed to tahara, which is to separate and to just sublime the physical world. V'gdishu et kedosh Yaakov, again, kedusha, for the God of Yaakov, through the seichel, through utilizing the kochot, v'et Elokei Yisrael ya'aritzu. And to Elokei is plural. Why does God have a name in plural? Right? That sounds, you know, paganistic, polytheistic. Davka, that's it. Elokim is the drives. All of the drives which the paganists turned into individual powers, separate powers, contradicting powers, fire and water, etc., etc., by us, all of those powers are really worked together. They were created by God, and the stronger a power is, the more good it is. It's part of the unity, but you gotta make a conscious effort with the help of the Seichel to get there. To make it into a Kiddush Hashem, otherwise it's going to be a terrible Chilul Hashem.
Sure.